When you close your eyes and imagine the home of your dreams, what do you think of? The perfect bathroom? Or the perfect kitchen? Or maybe you've always wanted the perfect room to curl up and watch the game? Or read a book? Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate wants to help you find that perfect home. Whether it's time to move up or you're simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice your comfort, take a virtual tour at jready.com. Looking today or know someone who is? Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or jruddy.com. Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturdays and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Century 21 Jack Ready knows real estate.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our very special guest, Bob Mendola of Mendola & Associates, a local surveyor. Hello.
Hello. Appreciate today having me aboard.
Thank you for being with us. I know you're a busy man. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss numerous real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising for over 40 years. You can feel free
to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
You can view our listings, search the MLS, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, and don't forget to friend us on Facebook. Okay, Bob Mendola of Mendola & Associates, a local surveyor, property surveyor. How are you today, sir?
I'm very good. And yourself?
Very good. Thank you for being with us again. Can you give me a little bit about your background, your history, how long you've been a surveyor, please?
I sure will. I started back when I got licensed in March of 1977. Of course, taking all my academics and schooling to get your degree in surveying. And I got that from Penn State University. And then you have to have a period of time for apprenticeship before you become qualified and eligible to take your test for your state license. Compared to today, back in the time I took my testing, it was an 8-hour examination, but things have become tougher and more stringent, which might be, I think, better for the profession as we go on with the latest technology and the improvements in land surveying. Now they're requiring at least a 4-year degree, and then they have two levels to how you would get to get your license. They have a first testing called the SIT, which is Surveyor in Training, and that's an 8-hour test, I believe. And once you do take that and you do pass and you get a passing grade, now the laws are set where you cannot take your next level of testing, which is your, what they call the PLS, Professional Land Surveyor, which is your license to practice surveying. They set the term for that to be 4 years from when you take the SIT. So it's become a more stringent process to get your license.
More professional, I would think.
So that's for sure.
And I think that's a good thing. So, you know, we're going to talk about how and why and what are surveys. Where do you want to begin? You know,
well, what's your contact information? If somebody wanted to get a survey, how would they get in contact with you?
They can contact me. I'm in the phone book and I'm on a website. But the website is under mendolasurveys.com. And that gives us a pretty good explanation of my my background, including my sons that are with me now, help me. I have Matt and Tommy aboard helping. Chris does it part-time with me as well. But my email address is lowercase letters, Mendola, that's M-E-N-D-O-L-A, the next word, no spacing, word surveys, S-U-R-V-E-Y-S, at Verizon.net. And of course, any other contacts would be my phone number, which is listed in the yellow pages. That would be 570-346-8249. And unlike a lot of other professionals, and I don't mind it, I also have my cell phone in my advertising as well. So if people want to reach me directly when I'm in the middle of a survey, that cell phone number is 570-840-4883.
Great. And yeah, you do answer. I know that for sure. I've never called you where you didn't answer. And that's a good thing.
I appreciate
it. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, you know, why would somebody want to have a survey done? Why should someone have a survey done?
Okay. I want to go back a little bit. And when I just got my license, at the particular time in that era, we're going to talk like the late 70s, early 80s. All of real estate, and of course you can appreciate this, any of your transactions that took place through mortgages and banking, there was at one time a requirement to have, as people buy property, that you would be required to do a survey.
Excellent point. And I know that there are some states and people from other areas that come into our area tell us all the time, well, the seller has to provide a survey. No, they do not. Not in Pennsylvania. It's no longer required. And I'm going to read a little bit about that in our agreement of sale. And I brought that with us because I wanted to talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up. Because in Pennsylvania, that's not required.
That is correct.
But in New York, it is.
And also New Jersey.
New Jersey as well.
That's right.
And the people that come to our area often, you know, they find that difficult and hard to believe because we're so close to those states. But in our agreement of sale, it says any survey or surveys required by the title insurance company or the abstracting company for preparing an adequate legal description of the property or the correction thereof will be obtained and paid for by seller. And that's if there's problem with the deed, the description in the deed, and they can't determine where the land
That's correct.
Lies. Okay. Any survey or surveys desired by buyer or required by the mortgage lender will be obtained and paid for by buyer. So I just wanted to get that in there.
No, I appreciate it. Now, to add to that, if I could a little bit, Jackie, as you just have mentioned, there are other areas where they kind of split that if they want, depending on the buyer and seller. Sometimes they share in it, or either side may take the full cost of doing that. But in any event, it does, and of course I may be prejudiced because I'm a surveyor, but it doesn't hurt to show that when people buy something, they're starting from the very beginning to find out what they have and what's on the property, and if it's fencing or garages or sheds, are they close to the property line? Are they over the property line? And that also applies to stone walls and any other kind of features that people have on the property.
Well, a lot of times you can clearly see when you go to a property, pretty much, you know, the tree line, the bush line, things like that. But like you just said, there's an assumption that was made 80 years ago or whatever. So, you know, sometimes only when people go to build that deck or put up a fence will they even realize that perhaps that bush that they once thought was theirs isn't, in fact, theirs.
Absolutely.
That's right. Well, the fence you thought was the property line, how many times do you get that? That's really... It's not the property line. It's on somebody else's property.
Or that garage. We sold a property with a portion of the garage that was the neighbor's on the property. So,
sure.
I mean, and that happened years and years ago. But and I'm sure you see it all.
There was a dispute behind the office. There was a woman living behind the office. She said that...
Our Century 21
Jack Ruddy office. She said our garage was on her property. She had it surveyed and... It clearly wasn't on. It was only on our property in her mind, but I told her, I says, I've been paying rent to the wrong person all these years.
I think you did the survey, Bob. I think
that,
you...
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah, you did. I think I recall that.
Yeah, okay. If you're just
she's memorable.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today, we're talking about surveys, is Bob Mendola from Mendola & Associates. Okay, so getting back to... back in the late 1970s, a survey was required. So I'm sure the business, and I know you're very busy and you do surveys. Where do you go? Do you go everywhere possible in the Northeast?
Well, obviously, as we are licensed, of course, in the state of Pennsylvania, it's a pretty large state. I sort of confine myself in maybe like 120 to 150 mile radius, unless there's some special exception of a particular job.
So but you travel?
I do travel, but I've been fortunate with the good people back home in our area that they have the necessity for my services, and they've kept me busy over the past 34 years, let's say, and I've been appreciative to the area that we live in. But as times get tougher and the economy changes, as we've seen in the last several years, then if you want to get out and go after more work, then you go for a larger area to work in.
Okay. So you're doing primarily a lot of just residential surveys for property owners?
That's a main part of the surveying that we do, but we have branched out with the help of my sons and the family in the business. We do other kinds of work that lend itself for the area. In a sense of like land development, people want to improve their properties. They want to subdivide their land and make more lots for more buildings and that kind of nature. Or let's say a CVS pharmacy or Rite Aid moves in the area and they look for a surveyor to do the land development so that you can present these kinds of surveys to the
planning commission.
Planning commissions and different municipal agencies that require that kind of thing.
Okay, good. Okay, we're headed towards a break, and when we come back, we'll pick up on that. Thank you, Bob. Before we go to break, Pat.
Yes, we have a four-unit investment property close to Marywood University. It is located at 1499-1501 Electric Street in Dunmore. It's listed for $139,900. It has 2 3-bedroom apartments and 2 1-bedroom apartments. It has laundry hookups in the basement, which is perfect for a new landlord to install coin-operated laundry. It has great income, a new furnace installed in 2005, new hot water heaters installed in 2007. That's a 4-unit investment property near Marywood University, located at 1499-1501 Electric Street in Dunmore for $139,900.
Thank you, Pat. Stay with us on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We will be back after a very brief break on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When you close your eyes and imagine the home of your dreams, what do you think of? The perfect bathroom or the perfect kitchen? Or maybe you've always wanted the perfect room to curl up and watch the game or read a book. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate wants to help you find that perfect home. Whether it's time to move up or you're simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice your comfort, take a virtual tour at jready.com. Looking today or know someone who is? Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724 or jrudy.com. Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturdays and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Century 21 Jack Ready knows real estate.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years' experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our very special guest, Bob Mendola, surveyor of Mendola & Associates. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Before the break, we were talking about all the different types of surveys that you do. You do commercial surveys, you do property surveys, you That's correct. Subdivisions, you do it all. And you service a lot, a large portion of the northeastern part of the state, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And you've been doing it since 1977, which is remarkable. Your three sons are in the business with you, which is fantastic. You know, I find in the business, in the real estate business, that people are afraid of surveys. Why do you think? What's so?
Well, that's a good question, Jackie. And to give you the best answer, as I have understood it over the years, as I've dealt with people about doing survey work for them. First of all, the human nature is such that everybody becomes defensive about where they think they own or what land they have, or as they first buy the property, they've been told about the land itself and the improvements on it and everything relative to the boundary lines. Well, in a survey, you're going to take that particular deed that transfers title to these particular new owners, and you're going to get out there and do an actual survey of the boundaries. So actually, the people around you become a little bit, I want to say a little uneasy, because they want to realize, are these boundaries as we always thought they were? Are they going to be that way when the survey's done? And of course, they see your equipment set up and your measuring devices and all your technology of today. That gets a little bit overwhelming for some people. But for the most part, when you explain to people what you're doing and how you're doing it, I think that sort of allays most of the fears then.
Well, you're a likable guy and you have a wonderful personality, so I'm sure you do well with that. But a lot of the stuff that I read before coming here today talked about how sometimes you're treated like the enemy and there's like hostility out there, and I'm sure you get both. I'm sure you get somebody that's sweet as pie, and then you get the person, what are you doing here and why are you here and don't step on my property, that sort of thing.
Very evident, Jackie, and the first thing I try to do, and I teach my sons the same thing, is before I start anything technical to do the survey, and I'm working for, let's say, the person, of course, that hires me, I go to the adjoining properties, I knock on their doors, or if they're in the yard or in the driveway, I walk up to them as friendly as I can, and I explain, I've been hired by your neighbor, and I'm doing their property survey, and sort of just, allay any fears, as I said earlier, with people seeing a guy come up and now he's going to take over the lines or change the boundaries. And everybody, that's just a human mechanism of defense for all of us. But I think once you break that the ice with people, so to speak, and you get out there and tell them who you are and what you're doing, I think that makes them feel a little bit more relaxed.
Well, when you did our house survey, Pat, you went to our neighbors and let them know that. And we were doing that because we wanted to put in a fence.
Yes.
And we wanted to do it the right way. We didn't want to find out after the fact, after we put the fence in, that we didn't do it correctly.
Yes. Sure. And I found out that the neighbor's fence, who said it was his, was actually on my land. So.
Very true.
Yeah, he was an 85-year-old guy. I'm not going to fight with the guy.
No, we didn't. We didn't. And we said, okay.
But well, you're good people.
Yeah, well, hey. Anyway, and then based on your recommendation, you actually recommended that when we put the fence up that we should actually
have it at several inches on our side of the boundary.
That's another good part of when you do a survey. And as you mentioned about a fence, usually, and I try to explain this to not only the people that hire me, but to the adjoining neighbors, is that people have to understand something. When you put a fence up, and let's say in most cases you put up a nice vinyl or chain link fence or even a nice ornate wood fence, if you place the posts of that fence right on the boundary line, people forget that you're putting those posts and structures into concrete. So, of course, concrete, you usually put maybe a foot diameter of concrete around the post. So now if that post is on the line, that concrete can be over on the property of the other neighbor. That is considered encroachment in the state of Pennsylvania. Even though it's ground level and sometimes it's not even seen, that could become a problem.
Interesting. Very interesting. So your job is very interesting.
It has its good moments and sometimes not good moments.
So you find yourself sometimes in the middle of a dispute?
We've been fortunate over the years to do a lot of things more constructively, as we've mentioned, decks, as you said earlier, and we just mentioned fences. But there are some times when it's just an out-and-out debate or a battle over where the neighbors and the owner that I'm talking to for do the survey for really think their line is at for the property. When they start, see, and a lot of this stems from yesteryear from testimony by people.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody says, oh, I thought it was here, or I thought that garage was clear, or I think the garage might be over, and this fence was this or that. And that starts to stir the human nature to become defensive. And a lot of times you're called in just for a dispute, and that's part of the game of surveying as well.
Well, yeah, and actually some of the articles I read, it gets so heated. Two brothers, one actually killed the other over this.
Oh, yeah, that's
boundary line stuff.
Yeah, that's too
intense.
Bad.
People get
really
unbelievable. But okay, so people are doing swimming pools, additions, decks, fences. All those people really want to consider having a survey, I would think.
That's correct, and usually. And of course, with today's economy, and I mean this to say this in a good way, especially you guys being in real estate, is with the economy being a little bit tougher for people, you're having people putting on additions and improving what they already have for the property at large. And to do this, people have to realize that you have ordinances in the municipality that you live in, and you have setbacks to maintain. You can only be so close to the property line for your house or putting in a garage up or any other kind of structure. There are certain laws to abide by with zoning and planning. And this is a big realm of our survey request as well.
Well, and here's one instance where I really piqued my interest. This surveyor went in, this woman had a house and she had built an addition on. The actual surveyor, and how often do you come across another's work where you have to go back and redo something because another surveyor didn't do it correctly? He actually measured from the back of the addition to the end, what he thought was the end of the property line, going over into the neighbors by 9 feet because he was going off. I mean, a lot of what you do is research before you even get to the property, but
absolutely.
He measured from the back of the house, which he didn't realize was an addition, and he was going off an original plan, right, which it was the original house.
Yeah, and then they started to dig the septic on the neighbor's yard.
Yeah, that's happened, and that's a good example. And I could say that in those instances, which I'm happy to say has been far and few between, but when you do get into those situations, you try to just show relativity of all things. You try to correct whatever's out there for the former surveys that were done. And you try to just do the best job you can do, and with our technology and instrumentation and all that kind of things we have now. And we try to improve the situation that we show all things relative. And then based on time and how long things are there, There are laws of land surveying that play a role. But for the most part, we usually work them out pretty well.
Okay. Well, you know, we're headed towards that time. But before we go, I want to thank you for being with us today and ask you to please join us if you could next week, because we didn't get anywhere through what I wanted to get through regarding surveys. Would you be so kind, sir?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bob, what's your phone number again?
My phone number is 570-346-8249, which is the office. And if people want to call my cell phone, they're more than welcome to do so. That's 570-840-4883.
Bob Mendola from Mendola & Associates, a local surveyor. Before we close, Pat, would you...
Yes, I have a story.
All right.
I have a story. It says, a story we took out of a real estate magazine. It says, credit scores are about to get a lot more personal. Many consumers applying for a mortgage are going to start sharing more personal information with lenders this year, like it or not. FICO scores, the industry standard for determining credit risk in mortgages backed by Fannie and Freddie Mac, largely to this time, they've been based on your credit history. But in an attempt to develop a more well-rounded picture of a person's finance beyond the credit tools, there are new tools being developed to help the lending industry dig even deeper. Just what I want. I want them to dig even deeper. Now they will be looking at evictions, utility bills, and cell phone bills. They also will now be looking at payday loans and child support payments. So the banks went from lending money to almost anyone to very strict standards. As a consumer, I want the bank to lend me a large amount of money at a low interest rate. So now the banks are using every bit of information they can to make sure this loan is repaid.
I don't know if that's really...
I don't know if it's good or if it's bad or if it's going to give an accurate picture, but they just want every little bit of information that's out there.
How about blood type? Do they want that?
Blood type, and how many children do you have, and
okay,
the sex of the children.
All right. Interesting. We'll have to see where that goes. Before we close, I always review a tip. If you're looking to maximize your storage space, you can purchase a shoe organizer, and they're not just for shoes. Hang one in a kitchen closet or pantry. Use it as your small home catch-all for remotes, keys, notepads, cell phones, and chargers, or other household essentials. It'll free up your kitchen drawer, or maybe two, and you can have those drawers for other uses.
I'd like to use it for all my remotes. I probably need one just for all the remotes. Everything's got a remote.
Everything. Everything has a remote, right. Actually, where are all our remotes? I can't ever find them. We have to say goodbye. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. You can remember to contact us during the week.
Any questions you have, any real estate questions, email them to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or call us toll free at 888-399-5225.
View our listing, search the MLS, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. Thanks for listening and have an excellent weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years' experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.